Dish Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation. Hey. I am so excited because we got a great show for you today. We're all coming to you from home. So let's check in with the crew in Atlanta. Portia, Gary, Brett, and Head Crack. How y'all doing?
Hey.
What up?
We good.
All right.
Hey. And Chewy, how you doing?
What's going on, baby?
There we go.
Heidi and Frank will join us later to dish on Toni Braxton's What's One of Her Biggest Regrets?
That's right. And plus, Andrew Foyne talks to 50 Cent and Tory Naughton about their new show, Power Book 2 Ghosts.
But first, y'all, we got to talk about Dancing with the Stars. So they already named Tyra Banks as their new host. And now all the celebrities are headed to the ballroom. They have been revealed, y'all. We talked about Carole Baskin and Chrishell Stouse joining.
Oh,
but
Lord.
Some of the ones we did know about include rapper Nelly, y'all.
Hey. Ooh.
Ooh. Yes.
Yes. Oh, wow. And the Real's Jeannie Mai. Woo.
Wow.
Jesse Metcalf and Olympic figure skater Johnny Weir. Now, Sherry, as our own resident Dancing with the Stars expert, darling, do you have any predictions who might win or who might be the first to be eliminated?
Wow. You know, this is the thing, Brad. Athletes do extremely well because they're competitive. Actors,
right.
Rappers, they do very well because they're performance-driven. So they know how to bring the drama and the performance and the entertainment. Now, Carole right. Baskin, when you an alleged murderer, I don't know what you bring into the salsa.
Okay.
Not quite. So we got...
She's going to kill it. I can tell you that much.
Now, I'm saying I'm rooting for Skye Jackson because she's young. She's an underdog. You know what I'm saying? She doesn't have, like, you know, years working against her. They're working for her. I think she's going to upset everybody and pull it off.
When you're young, those young ones, when I was on Dancing with the Stars, they didn't have to rehearse as much because when you're young, you'll remember, you can get those steps. Mm-hmm. And then with Johnny Weir, he's an athlete. Johnny Weir is also an ice skater, so he knows how to dance.
Yep.
It's a little bit different on the dance floor.
He's good with his
but
she's
he is competitive.
See, y'all watch your Carole Baskin take this thing on home and win the crown. Carole Baskin.
Oh, I doubt
you on Carole Baskin.
Watch.
Who do you think would do the best out of all the Dish Nation hosts on Dancing with the Stars?
I go for you, Chewy. I think you would be great, honey. You good on your feet, honey? And you're sturdy. Yes, ma'am, honey.
Yeah,
you know what? Chewy could do a lift. Chewy could lift up the dancers. You could lift and throw them.
Hello,
Chewy. You got it.
I guarantee Chewy going to break his partner's back. She going to be in a damn wheelchair when he gets through with her.
Nah.
We're going to be like, all y'all was supposed to have been doing was dancing, okay?
All right. By now, you know that Mariah Carey has an autobiography coming out soon. So, of course, all kind of juicy tidbits about her life that she reveals in the book are coming out. Now, we already knew she dated Yankees player Derek Jeter. But here's the part that we didn't know. Their relationship started in secret while Mariah was still married. I don't know why I'm whispering. While Mariah was still married to executive Tommy Mottola.
She was a tramp, honey.
Because you know she was scared back in those days, honey.
She was
You know Tommy Mottola? Exactly, Brett. So Mariah revealed to Vulture that she wrote her song The Roof about her first kiss with Jeter and that it helped her break free from Tommy's control. Okay, now, Portia, you want to hit us with a quote?
Oh, yes, darling. I got you, honey. Sure. So Mariah said... I can never forget a moment like that. It happened in a divine way because it helped me get past living under those rules and regulations, darling.
Now, Portia, have you ever been in a situation like that where, like, a new relationship helped you move on to a new phase of your life?
No. You know what? No, because I do have a certain fear of, a healthy fear of men in the way that I don't want a man to raise his voice. I don't want to disrespect him to the level that he feel he need to do anything to harm me. So if I'm ready to move on, I get the hell on. Okay, I don't play with nobody.
Sometimes when you get with someone else, it is a distraction and it helps you think about moving forward where you can get your mind off of that unhealthy one. Sometimes.
Yeah.
I try to get my mind off somebody else and then ended up in court.
Yeah.
So sometimes it don't work either.
There you go.
Yeah, right.
Now, Brad, Mariah's one of your besties. You know better than anybody. Did you know the whole time these songs were about these people? What's that you say, Brett? Yes?
That's a good friend.
Brett, did you hear the question? Testing 1, 2, 3. Did you hear the question, right, Brad?
Well, all right, y'all. Well, moving on. Kanye West says he got a message from the big man upstairs. Now, in a recent episode of Nick Cannon's Class podcast, the rapper turned presidential hopeful revealed that his 2009 VMA Awards stage hijack against Taylor Swift was ordained by the Lord himself. Take a listen to what he had to say.
He wants me to say this now. If God didn't want me to run on stage and say Beyonce had the best video, he would have sat me in the front row. I would have been sitting in the back. They wouldn't have made it the first award. And wouldn't have made it so ridiculous of an idea, because I had never heard of this person before. And this Single Ladies is like one of the greatest videos of all time.
So you spoke your mind. You spoke your truth.
I was only drinking Hennessy.
I was about to say, you had a bottle of Hennessy.
Because I didn't want to go to the award show because it was a setup.
You know what? I'm going to let y'all finish. But I got something to say. Now, Ye also said in another part of the interview that he spent every single cent from the Yeezy marketing budget, which is about $50 million, and invested it into spreading the gospel through his Sunday service productions, which is pretty shocking because I figured it would have been more. There was a lot of people in it. He was moving like a hammer.
He just saying he got more money than Donald Trump, so it's hard to believe that he exhausted all of his funds. Gives you common sense, and God gives you discretion. Know when to use it. Some things you just shouldn't do, man.
He didn't say he used all his money. He used his Yeezy marketing budget, so he still protected his own bag. He just used the extra dough he had in his marketing budget. Now, Portia, $50 million is a lot for a bunch of gospel bops. What say you?
Listen, God is priceless. God is omnipotent. He is everywhere, and I guess he needed all of that money, okay? Right. So, listen, if he put that much in, he should put another 50 in for the end of 2020 just to help us move into 2021.
Portia, preach.
We don't need...
For him to say God told him to jump on stage and hijack Taylor Swift's thing. For me, you know, it's a lot of stuff that I want to blame on God. And I'm like, no, that was my pride. That was my arrogance. But, you know, because that God is not a God of confusion. But the silver lining from that was it made everybody get on Taylor's side. And then, you know, her album went platinum. Not that she needed to use that, but it worked in her. It worked for her. It blew her up. So there's always something good that happens out of something crazy. Yes.
Sherry, don't you think he got it mixed up? Instead of Jesus, it was Beezus. Because you know they say Beyonce is Beezus too. So I think that's who he was following. I don't think Jesus told him to do that.
He definitely should have blamed it on that New Testament Henny that he was drinking that night.
Coming up, you might be shocked at what Toni Braxton says she wishes she had more of. We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, did you know that Toni Braxton is 52 years old? Now, obviously, Toni looks good for any age, but she is 52. Well, I'm bringing up Toni Braxton because she recently told The Guardian something that she should have done in her younger days. Now, this is what Toni Braxton said. Quote, I regret not having more sex when I was younger. I think my religious upbringing stopped me doing a lot of things that I should have done. It's not a good look at the age I am now. Well, now, Lil Duval... thinks Toni should be living her best life. And Headcrack, I know you have more on that story. So what you got?
He said, no, you're looking at this wrong. You 50-something now. So this is the best time for you to be a hoe. Think about it. It's harder for you to get pregnant. Shout out to a fellow optimist.
Now, I want to ask you, Sherry, because, I mean, I know you talk about your age. So do you agree with Toni Braxton that you would feel... not right being your age, just quote unquote being out there being a hoe?
Well, I appreciate everything everybody said, but let me tell you something about getting older and sex. First of all, if you have an orgasm, you might stroke out your heart. You got your reading glasses on, so you can't even know what size he is. Let me finish. When you got sciatica, you can only do missionary. Okay, and your memory. You don't even know who you're hoeing with. So it's something to getting older and sex. It's not as cute as it used to be. Thank God, Chewy, you in my mind and my fantasies every night, so I remember you.
Hello.
That's another thing, DeBrad. You gained this weight during COVID. You can't even get picked up anymore. I done gained 20 pounds, but Chewy can handle it.
I got you.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, someone who is definitely living their best life is Adele.
She looks so good.
Oh, yeah. She's single. She's sexy. She's felt, but she's rolling in some deep doo-doo.
Oh, I see what you did there. Oh, really?
Yeah, she shared this picture saying, "Happy what would be Notting Hill Carnival, my beloved London." Okay. The Notting Hill Carnival is a London festival celebrating the British West Indian community. It would have been held this past weekend, but obviously with COVID-19, it was canceled. So some people were quick to accuse Adele of cultural appropriation. Oh. She's wearing a Jamaican flag bikini top.
Well, that's the celebration.
And she has her hair in those Bantu knots.
So what?
Other people, including Naomi Campbell, gave her props and weren't bothered at all by this. Other white singers like Gwen Stefani and Bjork have worn these hairstyle before, and I don't remember them being criticized for cultural appropriation. Is it appropriation or appreciation, Portia?
You know what? Honestly, I think that Adele will have to tell us whether she's appreciating it or not. I actually think that she's appreciating it, and I think that the reason why the other women in the past didn't get this type of grief is because they did it more like in an artistic way. Like she was, they were already kind of out there with their looks, and she's doing it for a specific culture. So because she's dressed like, you know, Jamaican and this and that, so they're gonna like really, really attach it to the fact she might be appropriating the culture. I've been to the events, y'all. I went to the Trinidad. I went to the festival. Trust me, they were too high to realize that this was a deal. They probably thought it was Beyonce, okay?
All right, y'all, more than ever, it's important to stay healthy. And part of that is protecting yourself from germs. Well, the Stella Iron No Touch Keys can help you do just that. They come in a two-pack and are made of brass, which is a naturally antimicrobial material.
You can use these hygiene keys to open door handles and press elevators or keypad buttons without direct contact. They even work with most touchscreens and signature pads.
And think of all the things that you touch during the day and how many other people touch them. These keys can help protect you from germs somebody else left behind.
And it has large cutouts, honey, to work with fingers of all sizes, and it could easily fit in your pocket, wallet, or your purse, too. So, hey, Craig, how much are they?
Well, Gary, these two-pack of no-touch keys have been seen for as high as $30. But for the Dish Nation family, it's only $12.
Woo! Yay!
You know the key. Go to MorningSave.com and get some. Tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, Andrew Freud talks to 50 Cent and the cast of Power Book 2. Ghost, don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back. I got a did you know for you. Did you know that Bo Derek is still dating her boyfriend, John Corbett? They've been dating for 18 years.
Good for her.
Dating. Now, she's best known for the movie 10. And John, we all remember John from My Big Fat Greek Wedding. He was also Carrie's boyfriend on Sex and the City, her best boyfriend, Aiden. Now, Bo recently spoke about their long romance and said that John makes her laugh all the time. He's full of life. But here's what stands out. She says that they just take things day by day.
Yeah.
Not planning on getting married. They're starting to get a little more settled, so there are no plans on getting married anytime soon. Now, they've been married for 18 years. I'm not great at math.
They're not married for 18 years. They've been dating.
They've been dating for 18 years. Thank you, Frank. Now, I'm not great at math, but I did do some number crunching, and that means they've been together for 6,570 days.
Well, damn, you actually are good at math, honey.
Day by day, how many more days?
You know what happens
to get settled.
But no, Heidi, this is what happens. When you've been dating for 18 years, the moment you say, I want to get married, you get divorced.
Yep.
That always happens.
Ooh. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Don't even fix it yourselves. I had to host the red carpet for the Oscars the year that Octavia Spencer was up for an Oscar for The Help. And I ran into John Corbett and Bo Derek, and it was so sweet. And John goes, if you win the Oscar, you were so wonderful in your movie. And if you win that Oscar, and Bo Derek says to me, she was like, your specificity, like they were going on and on. And I said, oh my gosh, they think I'm Octavia. And
they,
you
know,
when somebody,
did you just go with it?
You don't want to let them know that they're wrong because it's embarrassing. And I said to Bo, I said, if I win that Oscar, I'm going to grab my ear like Carol Burnett, and it'll be for you and John.
Who opens the most jars? Like,
Jerry, you missed the moment. You should have said to them, you is patient. Right. You is kind. Y'all is beautiful. Y'all is dumb. You is kind.
you in this moment and you is wrong.
I know.
Moving on, Kelly Ripa and her daughter Lola Consuelos did a little Q&A for People Magazine. Wow. And Maybe. One of the questions was something your mom posts on social media that you would never. Here was Lola's response. Take a look.
I thought you were going to say I shouldn't post thirst trap pictures of your dad.
That's disgusting. I did block that out of my mind. I forgot that you even did that. I don't even know if I follow you on Instagram still.
She unfollowed me.
I'm kidding. I would never.
She unfollowed and blocked me. It's okay. It's fine.
It's a little easier when your dad's hot, though. I mean, I can't imagine my mom posting pictures of my dad and his tidy whiteys and his big belly.
Wow.
But when your dad's hot, it's not so bad.
You don't want to see your hot dad, do you?
I don't want to see my chubby dad with a tidy whitey on either. I mean, either way, it's awful.
The problem here is that Lola's friends are seeing her dad's pictures and saying he's a you know what I mean? And so she's like, I don't want to hear about my friends looking at my dad thinking about sex.
Because stop posting that, Mom. You know what, Frank? That's the thing, because you got your girlfriends. Like, I lusted after my best friend's father all the time. He was so hot.
Wow.
So you do, I mean, you do have your girlfriends going, your dad is hot.
And he was lusting after you, Sherry.
I know, that's right. But now he's all, he's in a walker now. He's walking with a cane. So, guys, coming up, find out which reality star got caught with a price tag on their dress. We're going to find out right after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Did you know season 22 of Divorce Court with Judge Faith just got started?
Yes.
Well, Faith and I are going to join forces, on Instagram Live to talk shop, new jobs during COVID, and more. Tune in this Thursday on Dish Nation's IG page at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific to ask questions and chat with us live, because I need to know about my two ex-husbands if I still got to pay them child support and alimony. Thank you, Judge Faith.
Okay, well, that's what's up, Sherry. Also, while you at it, maybe you could ask her how she got a chance to keep a hold of her goodies.
Ooh.
Now, for those who are wondering what's up with that, now, Sierra recently launched her very own Apple radio show called Leveled Up with Sierra, and she revealed that her famous song, Goodies, was almost given to Britney Spears. Right? Now, Sierra said when she switched to a label that Britney was on, she had to re-audition to get the track that she wrote. Which is crazy.
The only reason that Britney wanted her song is because Sierra has a soft voice like Britney. So she thinking, I can just get on there. But nobody would have gave it the swag in the video for Goodies.
Amazing.
If we would have gotten that video, oh, my God. It never would have been on top like that.
That's
the video took us to that next
level. We first saw Sierra dance. We
Hell
saw the way
yeah.
she can move. Mm-hmm. And she rocked this joint for real. She killed this.
She taught all of us how to dislocate our hips and work them goodies, honey.
But Britney Spears is cool. But nobody's better than Britney Spears.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Nothing is better than Britney Spears.
I bet you want my goodies. Bet you want a body. Got you all hot and bothered. If you're lucky, all the goodies. Keep on looking, cause they stay in the jar.
Platinum.
Yeah.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.